Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Silverman's here, too. Jerry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 9 years, he's been hanging out with us. CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround, a small business restructuring firm. Co-author of the Small Business Survival Guide, along with our dear friend, Miss Barbara Weltman. Jerry Silverman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Blasingame. Always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. So, is there anything new under the sun with cash flow, with dealing with cash flow emergencies?
Absolutely. Over the last few years, let me take a step back. Let's say 4 years ago, my business and helping businesses get out of debt was slow, and I didn't know why. And it's a horrible thing as a small business owner myself. When business is slow and you don't know the reason, it's a horrible,
right.
Horrible thing.
Right.
I was getting in the position of some of my clients, maybe not nearly as bad, but certainly our business was slow. Then it picked up about 2 years ago, and I figured out why. There is a new type of business, a new type of financing. For the last 5 years, it's become very popular, and they're called cash advances or merchant cash advances. And the way they finance small businesses is very, very different than traditional lenders like banks. The way they do it is basically they don't look at your credit. They don't look at anything except for your bank statement. But if your bank statement, let's say you're depositing $50,000 a month, typically, and I'm giving you averages here, but typically they may loan you $50,000, the same amount you're depositing monthly, and they would take it out of your, once they give you the money, they start taking it, withdrawing it out of your account on a daily basis. And in
to pay it back with interest.
Well, they don't call it interest because if they called it interest, it might be considered usurious.
They charge
but the amount you pay back, the amount you pay back on average, if you equated it to interest, is about 100% interest.
So what do they call it?
Very, well, what they call it is cash advances. They don't call it a loan. And what they typically do now is they actually purchase your future receivables at a discount.
Even though you haven't made the sale yet.
Well, the sale.
So my question is, when I think of asset lenders, they're gonna lend you money on a contract that exists.
Right. That's
so if you got a $10,000 contract. If you got a $10,000 contract, they're going to loan you 80% of that, and you pay it back however you pay it back. But you're saying these people look at what your deposits are and say, how would you like to have a $50,000 advance?
That's right. And they'll say you have to pay back $10,000 a month for 6 months. And I'm giving you a very cheap example. So you're paying back
if you're in the kind of trouble that you're attracted to that kind of a deal, then you know you can't pay $10,000 a month back. Because you already don't have $2,000 left over, let alone pay $10,000.
That's right. So what happens is, after 4 or 5 months paying most of the loan back, you go back for more money. And if you go back for more money, then it's a downward spiral.
It's a loan shark situation, basically.
Well, I think there are very good things for cash advances. First of all, it's much easier to get than a conventional bank loan. And if you need money, you can't go to a bank. You know the old expression. Here you can get money. I'm gonna say what's very good about a cash advance. If you're a landscaper coming into the summer and you need a piece of equipment, you can buy that piece of equipment at the beginning of the summer. And because it's your busy season, you should be able to pay that back with a profit by the end of the season. So that's where cash advances are fantastic.
But not if they're charging you 100% interest.
it is okay if you make money on that, if you can turn the money quick enough. Well, let me say this to you, Jim. If this business, if it didn't make sense, why is this business?
I don't. That's an excellent point. I think it's desperation. Because if you've got a going business, you could turn to crowdfunding lending and get it for 50% interest.
That's it? Only 50% interest?
Crowdfunding? Yeah, crowdfunding is usually in the.
That is one way. That's another way to do it. Not nearly.
But you're right. I mean, I don't know how this kind of lending with the kind of usurious rates, de facto rates that they charge. I don't know how they stay in business, folks. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. Avoid them. Don't do business with those guys. If you need them, if that's your last resort, you need to go ahead and lock up. You're done already.
Or you need to go ahead and restructure your debt.
Right.
Ta-da.
Yeah. No, that's true. But
let me tell you something, Jim. I'm telling you, this is what hurt my business years ago. Was here's a business person in trouble. On one hand, they could restructure their debt, but they don't necessarily understand what that means. They don't understand. It's not a sure thing. On the other hand, someone is offering you the money to pay off your creditors.
Right.
And that's the problem. What's the easy path? Well, the business owner takes the easy path.
Of course, part of what we're talking about here. And when obviously if you've got creditors who got you in such a cash flow bind, obviously you need to turn to a company like Jerry's, other people out there who do the same thing. But what I was thinking is these are people who maybe don't have debt, but they're just upside down with cash. They need cash flow, not necessarily to pay the debt, but to pay their utilities, pay their
Correct.
Payroll, that kind of thing. Those are
yep.
two different scenarios you can get yourself into.
That's right. But either way, the cost. The money is very high.
Yeah, yeah.
So my suggestion is when you people go for a cash advance, the only reason to do that is because you can take that money and quickly turn it. Anything else is going to put you deeper in debt.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what happens. So
yeah, if you can't pay it back.
It's very tempting, Jim, when you have cash flow problems, someone
right.
is offering you the money quickly. It's as tempting as anything in the world because you're getting a temporary reprieve from your problem.
But I'm going to tell you,
90
Jerry,
days later, you're in a worse position.
Exactly.
But at least I get to live for
Which
another
makes
90
me
days.
Say that if you're doing this for cash flow purposes and you don't know that this won't work, I'm telling you again, go ahead and close up because that means you don't understand how the finances of your company works.
It's easy to say you're being logical. But you're not the guy who's in trouble right now. You're not.
But
the
I have been in trouble.
Yes, you have. They didn't have cash advances then.
They didn't have, but I wouldn't have done it. No, they had factors. Quick break, 20 after I'm Jim Blassen game. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.